The Sunni-Shia so-called sectarian divide in Islam, we began the hour talking about it. It is the defining factor, issue, causing all of the violence in Iraq right now. But it goes back centuries to just after the death of the Prophet Muhammad. It's a bloody reality today, pitting two groups against each other in Iraq. But what does this divide actually really mean in the practice of Islam in families where a mom is a Sunni or a dad is a Shia? The separation had little outward global political significance until the 1970s when Ayatollah Khomeini led a Shiite revolution to seize control of Iran. Today, when we hear words like sectarian or talk about infighting between Shiites and Sunnis, how do those ideas resonate in quiet places where people practice their religion, not shoot off rifles in the streets? The Al-Mariati family knows the divide well. Layla Al-Mariati is Sunni. Her husband, Salam, is Shia. This is a real divide, but it's not an argument, and it certainly doesn't put pressure around the dinner table.
The way I experience it with friends and family members who consider themselves Sunni or Shia is that it's part of a community. It's part of a ritualistic practice that has meaning for people. I'm not sure that the average individual is really worried about who should have succeeded Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. They're really part of a community and part of a family. So it hasn't entered into our relationship, but my father brought it up when Salam originally proposed to me. And prior to that, I really didn't understand, having been born here, what the difference actually was between Shias and Sunnis. So obviously, we overcame that, and our families were always very, very close. But I think the average individual is really part of a community, a belief system that they were raised in, and that has meaning for them.
I really hate this word, sectarian, that you hear every day in the news. What's your feeling about that?
Well, I hate it too, but I think it's appropriate, unfortunately. The Quran warns Muslims against cutting their religion to pieces and shredding it, and then everyone is happy with that piece. And unfortunately, we see sectarian divide, and everyone in particular regions where there is sectarian conflict is just happy with their own political objective.
You were born in Baghdad, right, Salam?
Yes.
Who did you think you were? How did you understand your identity as you were growing up and your, you know, relationship to your community and, you know, the rhythms of the week, Friday prayers, that sort of thing?
Well, I grew up in Arizona, so there was nothing. So I had no idea of what it meant to be a Muslim, other than that my parents were Muslim and that we fasted in Ramadan, which was very painful in Arizona on hot summer days. But my parents prayed. They were religious. So I had no real sense of what being a Muslim meant until I came here to Los Angeles and was part of a community that was very progressive in applying Islam to the modern era and within the American framework. That was a very unique experience for me, and it was a blessing. And more of a blessing was meeting my wife, Layla, in the youth group. And it was not until, I would say, after our college years that we really started thinking seriously about what it meant to be American Muslims.
What were the external events as you grew up, Layla, that really forced you to identify yourself or self-identify or recognize that you were of a particular group, independent of just being an American?
We were in college during the Iranian Revolution. It was actually quite eye-opening because that's when we started to even hear the term Shia and understood what it meant. It just sort of expanded our world. Even for me, the Israeli-Palestinian issue was always very personal because of how my father was affected by it and our family back in the Gaza Strip. And so all of that just sort of shaped who I was and who I am as an individual from a certain ethnic background as well as a religious background. So you do get sort of swept up and find that you have to really accelerate your own learning because people look to you to have information, and we were quite ignorant, I'll have to say, about a lot of those political issues as they were happening as young adults. I don't know if Salam would agree with me on that, but that's certainly how I felt.
Yes, it was baptism by fire, and definitely we had to deal with the very complex issues, and all of them were challenging our identity as Muslims and as American Muslims. So on the one hand, there was a lot of misunderstanding and stereotyping that you had to clarify to people and correct with people. But on the other hand, there were realities that a culture of violence was emanating from the Middle East. And did that have something to do with ideology? And it's very challenging. I mean, even today, you know, you hear about Boko Haram and you hear about this group in northern Iraq that is more extreme than Al-Qaeda. What Leila and I worry about the most is how this is going to affect our children. How do we present Islam to them in its authenticity, in its purity, in a way that is relevant to them, and trying to explain the political challenges that we hear about every day in the news.
So just to get a sense of the tangible challenges, I mean, when the Iranian revolution took place, I mean, did people come up to you and say, do you think this Ayatollah guy is cool?
Yeah, and it's always binary. Either you adulate him or you have to condemn him to hell. There was no nuanced conversation that was allowed, even.
How old are your kids?
22, 20, and 14.
So they definitely have their opinions at this point, right?
Our sons were young on 9/11, and that was probably one of the hardest experiences, hearing and thinking and knowing that this was supposedly carried out by Muslims or so-called Muslims, and that it was completely inconsistent with, you know, what they had been taught all of their lives, being in a Muslim school. So we don't talk about it anymore. At this age, they're living their lives, but I wonder how that will have impacted them in the long run.
Last quick question. Is there anything I could bring up at the dinner table if I was over at your house that would just ruin the entire evening?
Anything related to the Dallas Cowboys. We're a Cowboys-Packers family. That's our division. That we support the Cowboys. We're all for the Packers.
All right. Salam and Leila. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.